Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You need a place to grow up.
Oh, sure.
And we're not just talking like a town or a neighborhood. We're talking like places to be a kid.
Yeah.
Place to hang out with friends, place to come of age, places to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When all of us were younger, we had spots that were ours.
Yeah.
This generation, not so much.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And what the woman in this letter is suggesting is proof positive that we have gone too far when trying to keep kids out of places they may need to be in.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And around 2 weeks ago, we told you about an incident at the Pittsburgh Library. They had to shut the library down.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tommy got a hold of a book. No, because somebody in the library received a threat.
Yeah, death threat, right?
Well, we don't know what kind of threat it was. Yeah. It was just a threat. I love how you get so bored with what I'm saying.
No,
you
I'm listening.
Spice it up a little.
Make the story better. Flaming bear got inside the library.
It was like a nuclear, right?
The library had to be evacuated, shut down. It was a hell of a scene. Police closed off Main Street in Pittsburgh. Lights, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The library itself was shut down for hours until eventually they determined the threat to be a false alarm and everything went back to normal.
Nice.
Now, before we get to this woman's letter, I would like to make one thing very clear.
What's that?
There was nothing in this story that suggested young people were the reason that this happened. We don't know who was threatened. Mm-hmm. We don't know the age of the person who allegedly made the threat. In fact, there hasn't been an arrest, I don't think.
Yeah.
There was literally nothing in this story
that
tied teenagers to it. However,
was she here?
A woman that was listening to our show at the time decided that's what the problem was here. And she is sick.
Ooh.
And she is tired of these damn kids.
Punk asses.
Yeah.
Time to crack down.
Ruining everything for the rest of the world. And because of that, she's ready to take a stand. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting to straighten these kids out. So back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
The Pittsford Library incident that you discussed today is another example of why we need more rules about where and when teenagers are allowed out alone and where they're allowed to be. I, for one, am fed up with dangerous situations everywhere I go involving kids being rowdy, getting too loud, taking over businesses, and causing fights that threaten the safety of people just trying to go about their day. East Rochester has a curfew. Why can't every town do that? Or, better yet, make town laws across Monroe County that force parents to be with their kids whenever they are in a private business or town building. Parents need to parent and keep an eye on their kids because these kids are simply out of control and are hurting people at rates we've never seen before. It's time to take back our towns, let businesses make money, not worry about theft, fights, and threats, and send a message to these kids that their antics will not be tolerated. Sincerely, Pam.
It was a good knot, Kimmy. It was a good knot. So like we said,
yeah.
Nothing in the story suggests a teenager. And as I hear that letter back,
yeah.
Is this woman so old that she thinks kids are still using the library as like a hangout spot? That has to be it, right?
Take over the library.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So getting away from the Pittsford library story, which spawned this letter, I think there is something to discuss about what Pam said. Tommy, when you were a teenager, what was the prime hangout spot for you and your buddies?
I was just coming into the mall scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you were hanging out at the mall.
Malls were big.
All right, Kimmy, when we were younger and we all wanted to get together with our friends, where did we go?
Mall, movies.
Okay.
That was kind of like where you really first found that independence.
Any kind of retail area. Record stores were huge when I was
the places
kid.
Your parents were willing to drop you off for a little while.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So all of us, if you are probably 30 years or older.
Yeah.
Had spots where we could go grow up.
Yeah.
You were without parental supervision. You had a touch of independence. And it sounds silly now, but it was a place you could find yourself.
It was paradise.
Right?
Didn't know it at the time.
And it started you down the road of being an adult.
Yeah.
Just breathe a little bit easier to be your own person. So, with the movies, record store, media play for us, Kimmy, the mall, whatever. Mm. We had those. Where is that place for teenage kids today?
Most places, they're not allowed without some level of supervision, right?
It would have to be something like a Starbucks.
Maybe. Okay.
Like a coffee shop type of place.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where else kids would go and hang out and sit and just talk.
So it's not the mall. They have age restrictions there now. The kids can't walk around by themselves. It's not the movies. Most of them have age restrictions. They can't walk around by themselves. In fact, you brought up Starbucks. I hadn't thought about that. But almost every business you can think of that would attract a crowd of teenage kids now has rules keeping teenage kids out. Without their moms and dads.
Does Starbucks have that?
I don't know.
I think the kids would have to cause kind of a problem for them to enforce anything, right?
Hey!
Yeah.
It's really hard. Starbucks is a good shot.
Yeah.
To come up with a place where your kids can go and be kids. Which is why this letter from Pam is so bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't remember, now that I'm thinking about it, the last time I was in a business, restaurant, wherever, where I saw a group of teenage kids by themselves.
Just hanging.
Do you guys?
The only places I could think of would be a Barnes & Noble or a Starbucks.
Those rowdy places.
But that's the only place you see kids hanging
out. Not rowdy. I've seen like smaller groups of kids in like, not specifically like a pizza place, but like sitting down together eating. But I just figured like they walked there or their parents were nearby somewhere.
Oh,
you
those
know?
Gas stations that have all that stuff like right there.
Yeah. That's a standard. I mean, that's Like I have teenage kids. My kids will go spend time at their friends' houses, but their parents are there.
But your kids are so goddamn busy.
Well, yeah. Okay. No, that's
your kids
point.
Have no time for this crap.
Well, they do though, because actually, my daughter, she's at school now, right?
Yeah.
There's some boy that she likes. She wants to go to the mall with this boy. But even she, when
but
I was
have to go, would have to go.
Yes, when I said I got to go with you, she was like, "Yeah." It's like it's totally like in her head now. Yeah. That's what has to happen.
That is cool.
And here's the thing: like my oldest spends a lot of time at the hockey rink, but her coach is one of the parents are there. In all honesty, with my oldest, who is 14 years old, she's 14. I cannot give you an example. Where she has been out alone with her friends.
Just hanging out.
Outside of school event or someone's home. On the campus of school or someone's home.
So when she's out with her friends, there's always a parent nearby.
Or an adult, like school supervisor.
I mean, that kind of sucks.
And that's what I mean. It's a problem.
Yeah, there's no socialization between kids after school.
Socializing just under supervision.
Okay, so like,
that's not what I had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you had?
Yeah.
What
I
had.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's the same.
That's a shame.
252
But you also don't want them out and about getting their... Wait, you have to wait longer in line because they're standing there getting their fancy coffee drinks and being too loud, and they're also on their phones.
It's not coffee, it's ice cream.
Playing videos with the volume on max.
Not Baskin Robbins.
By the way, that does bother the hell out of me. I yell at my daughter.
With the music?
No, she'll play.
Yeah, but I know adults that do that.
She'll watch videos in public with the volume all the way up.
Some of it's pretty goddamn raunchy, what I hear coming out of
my phone. My phone.
No, I don't know what your daughter
My daughter's phone. Is that what she said? Hold on, let me text my daughter. Hey, Tommy says our 14-year-old daughter is too raunchy.
No, I did not say that.
That's what he said. I'm writing it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with Pam's letter suggesting, even though this story we had 2 weeks ago had nothing to do with teenagers, that Monroe County implement a law where all kids have to be out with their parents at all times or not be out at all.
Shut it down.
Don't kids need a place to be kids?
To socialize with other kids.
Be independent? Spend some of their own money? Navigate the relationships?
Hey, how do they make teen TV shows now?
So they all are in
Where do they all hang out?
At school.
Or small towns. They're walking down the sidewalk in a small town.
But they're walking. They're never really in a place of business.
Right. That's a great
specific teen hangout.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, they're never...
What happened to the peach pit?
Because there's no arcades. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of old movies where kids were and those places. Some of them just don't exist anymore business-wise.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. I don't know. It seems like we're taking these places away from our kids.
Well, yeah.
And those were the best memories of our childhood.
And it dried up. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what your daughter's fond memories of childhood are. Like when they reminisce about their youth.
Yeah. And where they decide when they were younger their independence came from.
Right.
Because the independence...
Or if it didn't happen until they went to college.
But that's a problem, too. That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
That my daughter is going to be under the thumb of every adult in their life until she finally has
freedom!
Thank you, Kimmy. We all know those kids. We all knew those kids.
Yeah, they were always the Christian kids that went to, the schools that I went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I want my daughter to know what it's like at 15, 16 to sit down at Friendly's or Perkins and order food about your different restaurant. Now, but
two joints that are gone.
You get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Right?
What happened to Mel's?
People, Tommy, want to bitch and moan about how soft kids are today. And then that same person will turn around later and talk about how dangerous kids are today. You can't be soft and dangerous.
Yeah, because, by the way, it was always dangerous because I knew...
There are always going to be kids that take risks and do things.
I knew kids from my youth that it went horribly wrong.
Sure.
So, I mean, it was always there. And by the way, I would say jackassing in cars is probably down compared to what it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe a different type of
I know I know there's that street racing that happens here in the summertime, but I'm guessing those kids aren't high school kids for the most part.
I always argue they're adults. You tell me I'm an idiot.
Well, I was right.
Probably. No, you're on my side?
Yeah, maybe. But you know what I mean? It's just
Well, you know what's funny, too? You know, what Pam wants, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It's hate mail of the week. This letter comes from that story of the Pittsburgh Library getting shut down after a threat. There was nothing about teenagers in the story. We don't even know who the suspect is yet, and it's 2 weeks later yet. Pam thought it was teenagers that caused all this problem, and she proposes a law countywide. Kids should not be allowed in any business, teenagers, without their parents present. Her idea may actually be counterproductive to what she wants because the more places, Tommy, you shut kids out of, the more these kids have to go and find a way to make their own fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Get a little creative.
And that's just it. I want everyone that can hear us right now to think back to being a teenager. When you were forced to make your own fun, things got bad.
Oh, yeah.
You were always around a bonfire in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You were always in a park after hours. You were in some kid's basement when their parents were out of town. And that's when the bad ideas and the dangerous things happened.
But the fun also happened, too.
But I don't disagree. But the argument I'm making is when you ban kids from places, when you throw kids out of places, worse jackassery follows.
Yeah, true.
And if you do think that kids are too soft today and they can't handle the real world, well, you're not allowing them in the real world.
No, you're true.
How can you navigate the real world when you are not allowed to go anywhere by yourself? Like Pam wants this countywide law where teenagers aren't allowed in stores. Well, then quit bitching that kids are living at home till they're 30.
But the problem is, and I blame the parents. But I don't mean it. You're better parents. And this is what it created. Because my father wasn't a great parent. Like, he did things because he didn't want to be, like, he didn't want to have to do something. So I got to pull the car out of the garage, and I got to ride my bike up to this, like, convenience store to get him cigarettes and a newspaper.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got to do all that stuff. But it's because he was this lousy parent.
Good catch, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, a lazy guy.
He didn't want to deal with it. And, you know, they were like, oh, you know, you fall down, you get back up.
But I'll say this as a parent, and I get what you're saying. You know. Maybe there's some truth to that. But the reason why I don't like my daughter going out by herself is because I'm afraid that she's going to get in trouble for being somewhere that she's not allowed to
yes,
be.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, part of it is, yes, I don't want...
Good parenting.
Okay, no, well, but it's good parenting because she doesn't have a place where she can go where I go, I know somebody isn't going to yell at her for being there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm already getting the Facebook message. They're all saying the same thing, that there's so many problems that we have to do stuff like this.
Mm.
Look, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no arguing that. However, you can argue that we're not quite remembering our childhoods the right way.
Yeah.
No.
Because no matter what generation you come from, you or your friends cause trouble.
And yes, you can think of multiple kids that just simply got lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
They did stupid stuff.
Yeah, I did it. You did it. We all did it.
Oh, yeah. And actually, there's a perfect recent example of this.
Mm.
So Section 5 basketball playoffs were, I think, last weekend.
Yeah.
And at the Blue Cross Arena, there was a fight at one of the games in
the
stadium spilled
out. Isn't that every year?
But that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
There's pearl clutching all over the place, yeah, right? And that would be a fine reaction if there hasn't been fights at the War Memorial for high school sporting events since the 1970s.
Yeah, since day one.
And if you don't believe me, you can go back and look at the Democrat and Chronicle archives.
Is this the last year for Section 5? Have we gone too far? Youth gone wild.
There are men and women listening right now who in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were witnesses to those fights, participated in mm-hmm. those fights, that are now completely functioning adults going to work and raising their own yeah. families. And it got so bad at one point in the 1980s that Section 5 played basketball games in empty gyms
yes.
because of the issues they kept having with kids.
Mm.
Those people are now in their 50s.
Yeah.
Do not tell me that kids today are scarier.
Well, they are bigger. Kids are big.
They're only big
because of the milk.
No, compared to you.
No, kids are big.
Bigger babies, bigger kids.
God damn, these are like grown-ass men.
Like, my heart does break for my kids. My heart breaks for everyone else's kids.
Because they're not having fun.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they're having fun.
They're having fun. They don't know how much fun they could be having.
Yeah, they're missing
well,
out.
Well, that's not having fun.
But, okay, again, now
all
it's...
All right, it's all relative
yes,
to what you know.
Exactly, okay. Yes. And again, as a father, this is completely counterproductive, yeah, and I don't want my daughter...
I know.
Okay, but...
Especially daughters.
But, I do know that I'm the person I am today because of that independence I learned early on.
You had some fun. I was there for some of it, son.
Oh. Yeah.
Hell, I bought some of it.
You never bought any of it.
I tipped on the drinks
were free.
I tipped on your fun.
I know that, pal. How many kids fake being into activities just to get that sense of independence? Because I'm thinking like dropping your kid off at a skate park or something like that probably wouldn't, a parent wouldn't think twice about if their kid or if they thought their kid was into the sport.
Good call. Well, no, you bring up a great point.
I got a skateboard, so let's just drop me off here, Dad.
My daughter out of nowhere like 2 weeks ago, my oldest, she goes, I want to play softball this year.
Oh.
You're going to play softball? She goes, no, I want to do it. I go, why? Well, her friend, Luch, plays softball.
Yeah.
And it's occurring to me right now, the only time she gets to hang out with her friend where there aren't adults like hovering over her would be softball
yeah.
practice. And the coaches are still there.
All right. But that's it.
Yeah. You're not playing softball. I've been driving you around for hockey. No. I need a break. I need a break, Kimmy!
No kidding. How many of you squeeze it in?
Jeez! Hockey, I'm not taking you from softball to hockey. What are you, nuts? All right, let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
There are two ways to look at this story we're about to share with you.
What happened?
A, we as Rochesterians are great with our finances. B,
yeah,
we have old financial habits that are dying hard.
Oh.
And I guess both of them would be good here. But this is another example of things not always being what they seem. Because if we're good at this here in our area,
yeah,
things can't be that bad.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Right? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Rochester, New York,
mm-hmm,
the greater Rochester area, has some of the lowest credit card debt in America.
Because we're in bad shape with the credit cards around the country.
Not in Rochester, we're not.
Look at that.
A new study by WalletHub looked at the average household credit card debt in the top 180 cities in America.
Yeah.
So you and your partner, right? Whoever lives under your roof. And when they crunched the numbers, Rochester, New York was in the bottom 10.
Great.
Per household.
So we're chintz.
Yes, we have the ninth lowest average credit card debt per household in the United States, $10,175 per person, or excuse me, per household on average in Rochester.
On plastic.
Yeah. Okay. Does that make sense to either of you guys?
No, I kind of thought like we were all in the same boat.
But,
you know, I mean, what's our secret compared to like some other places that are so underwater?
Well, I wonder if this has something to do with what we talked about earlier. Are we just a big cash town?
Okay, so we talked
like,
about
are there a lot of old school people under the mentality of I got to use cash before credit.
So if you missed the story earlier, Innovative Field, where the Rochester Red Wings play, are going completely cashless this season.
Yeah.
Right? And Kimmy thinks there's going to be a large segment of the older population that gets furious about this. Okay. So let's talk about the potential explanations, right? That could be it, Kimmy. The greater Rochester area still loves playing in cash.
A lot of mattress money out there.
And yes, there is historical context to the mattress money. We were an immigrant town. We always have been.
Don't trust the goddamn bank.
But I mean, Tommy, paying with cash, saving your cash, is a very common coming to this country move.
Oh, yeah.
And that does get passed down to generations.
But that should have been done years ago because I mean, the whole country was like that at one time. But how did we stick with it?
But maybe we were slower to get there. I mean, maybe it is still going in that direction, but we're just a little slower moving.
I do think that if you had a grandparent that did this, that passed it down to your parents, that it may have passed down to you as well. Like, it becomes more common when you have a large community of working class people also that have jobs that pay them under the table.
Okay.
That you're going to hold on to that cash. I mean, look, if you have credit card bills that total more than the IRS knows that you're making, you get audited, son. And people know that.
You get audited, son.
I'm just saying.
So
you want the government off your back.
Could it also be like we don't live in a very expensive town? Like, cost of living here is cheaper compared to, like, other big cities.
Okay, good call.
And there's less temptations here to piss your money away like you do in bigger cities.
I don't know, man. Boats, RVs, those are pretty popular around here.
Yeah. But probably cheaper to operate a boat here than you would be in Long Island.
Sure, but boats are still expensive.
They are still expensive. Like, I just think, I mean, the percentage of people that own boats here is still very low considered to the population.
Okay, like, you, whenever boats come up, you sound like the most arrogant prick.
I mean, most people can afford to navigate the tributaries of Monroe County.
Look, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
I think it's a combo, but this is a pretty inexpensive place to live for the, you know.
Okay, so to
compared
your
to other places.
To your point, this is straight cash, not percentage of what we make, right?
Right.
So like that is possible. Like $10,000 in credit card debt in Rochester is way more comparatively than $10,000 in Manhattan.
Right.
Or but I guess well,
yes.
Same state, but you get what I'm saying. Okay. It is possible that we're just good at paying our credit card bills
could
down.
Be that. Yeah, we're just chintz.
We're not paying them late. We're not spending more on our cards
but
than we can.
Why are we better than other places?
Right, we're not a very flashy town. Not really.
In comparison, you're saying?
I mean, there's not like a lot of big opulent communities around here. You don't see a lot of fancy cars.
Did the man who lives in Pittsburgh just say there's not a lot of big opulent
My house
community?
Is goddamn puny. Was what, built. In
where's 90s. Your house? Where's your house?
It's on the edge of town.
No, it's not. It's in your mind. You ain't got a house, bro. Your wife's house. And, bro.
It's chintzy little
don't
house.
Sit
it's a
here
shack.
And say.
Chintzy little house. It's worth all, more than our houses.
No kidding.
That is house.
No, I bet you it is. I bet you it is.
I bet you it's worth more.
I don't know. I don't even know what
you're on a
private
drive.
Private drive, Mr. Private Drive. It is Nick.
Ain't no flash.
Sock shoes. Bro, Victor, Pittsford, Penfield, Fairport, they all have flash, man.
A little bit. Tiny, tiny flash.
Okay.
Compared to some flash towns, where it's all flash.
252 WCMF 252-9263. How many people in today's Rochester either still pay all in cash or whatever they can in cash?
Yeah.
Don't touch credit cards at all. Because if that could be it. Kibby, you may be absolutely right. That is why our credit card debt would be so
it's
low.
All cash?
Yes.
More people than other places dealing in cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you are one of these people that deals in cash almost exclusively, where did that come from? Because Tommy, you had a dad that loved his credit.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I did too.
Yeah.
So you and I had no problem going out and destroying our credit
yes.
as soon as we turned 18 years old.
Spend their money, not yours.
Exactly. Kimmy's parents, on the other hand, were way more financially responsible.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to assume, and I'll ask Kimmy when she gets off the phone here, that Mrs. I'm good with money, goody two-shoes, I'm better than everybody else. Kimmy, I'm assuming your credit card debt is next to nothing because that's how your dad told you, your mom and dad, you should use credit cards.
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought you had to pay it, otherwise they were going to take your credit card away. Like, that was my mentality, is like, yeah, of course you have to pay it every month.
But she don't spend.
Okay, but.
But that's just like, I was scared, almost scared of it as a teenager, like, with a credit card, knowing I may not have the money to pay this.
Okay, so if we're talking about trends coming from families, if her parents told her, you pay your credit card or bad things happen, and she keeps a debt down, and you had parents that paid only cash, I do think it's more common than you think.
But why didn't it happen like Syracuse or Buffalo or Cleveland, all these working class towns that had a big immigrant population that came here? Same mentality. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're right.
All
question.
This whole, all the Northeast really had that same
upbringing.
Well, people that came here from the old country, like, you know, don't trust this, don't trust that, keep your money, don't tell people your business. You know what I mean? They were very cliquish and standoffish.
Okay, great point. All right, so then if it's not cash only, what is it?
I just thought it was cheaper to live here, but I guess it's not that expensive to live in Syracuse or Buffalo.
Or Buffalo either. Yeah.
Right.
It's about the same. 252 WCMF 252-9263, Rochester, New York. has some of the lowest credit card debt per household in America. We're in the bottom 10, ninth lowest on average, $10,175 in credit card debt per household. We're trying to figure out how the hell that happens. I know you want to say something.
No, go ahead.
But I'm sick of hearing you talk. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What do you got?
Good. So this is a per household thing. Could it possibly be that the median credit scores around town are so low these people can't get high credit limits and utilize those numbers? Are we just so po?
Okay, so no, that is possible. He's, I mean, Alex.
And he used the po reference.
Less people that qualify. Yeah.
Well, we are a
po-town.
We are a po show.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that would be the worst case scenario here, that Rochester has such bad credit, fewer people on average can have credit cards. Because that would bring down the average, right?
Because we've done some guys that had some bad numbers, bro. Bad numbers.
Yeah, maybe we're giving ourselves too much credit.
Okay, possible. But Alex, let me ask you this. Because, Alex, you're a guy just like every other guy. Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt under your roof right now?
Currently, yes.
Okay, so you do. Is it way more than 10 grand?
No.
Okay.
No, it's right around there.
Okay, so you are on average here, right? So
it's kind of personal, Pat. Jesus.
Well, you don't have to answer the question. Oh, boy.
We're not checking.
I'm actually just trying to borrow some money, if you wouldn't mind. No, but I mean, Alex, you fit in this box perfectly.
Yeah, that's what she said, so I guess.
Yeah, he's on fire. Alex, what do you do to make sure that you are not overextending yourself with credit?
Stop spending and
write that down.
Get a job and pay it down.
All right.
Pay your bills. Pay on time.
And pay your taxes.
Pay it down quick.
Alex.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Alex got bored with us. I'm done now.
I'm done with your jokes.
So I've been on three morning shows, right?
Yeah.
This is the first morning show I've been on that is not upside down. Like the first
like
two shows I was on. No, the first two shows I was on, everybody was busted.
Yeah.
Including the guy that was making six figures.
As a
matter of fact, he was the worst of everybody. Like, everybody was broke, busted. Nobody had any money. And the show was doing really well.
And you got paid so much cash under the table.
Not that show. That was a show I did in Florida. But, yes. Like, they were the worst.
I
we were the
say
worst.
Specifically when and where.
I worked on a
You're
show.
So scared. I've never seen
with
you get
a guy
scared.
Forgot he had a boat. An actual effing boat. And he went and bought another boat.
Now he's got two boats.
Three boats by
three
the
boats,
time.
Three boats.
Three boats by the time it was all over.
Three boats.
Yes.
No, but here's the thing, man. What? Like, you know, you're right. We are the first show.
It's not underwater.
Okay, but the only reason I'm not underwater is because my wife taught me how to use credit.
Yes, I understand
She had no, but look, hear me out here, right?
Like if you weren't married, you'd be in a totally different situation.
He, and
he was
I
on
both.
The old show.
Yeah.
He was the he was you, on the
You'd probably be living together.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, you'd be crashing in my wife's room.
I love how you make it think you'd still have that house. You were on a third mortgage.
That's why he would have needed you.
You poor ass bitch. We started the show in ninth place.
I was living off a home equity line of credit.
You were drinking off of your home equity line of credit.
That was so much fun, bro. You just write a check and they give you the money.
No, but like my wife and I both grew up as poor kids, but we were poor kids in different ways.
Yeah.
Like my wife grew up in a trailer in Delaware. They had no money.
Right.
Legitimately no
you
money.
You shouldn't have been poor.
Yeah. Overspending.
Your parents had good jobs.
And that's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
Is my dad just spent, and
but
that's
man,
what
I did he party.
He did. But I guess what I'm getting at is you know, there's two sides of the coin here to everything, and I guess this goes back to what Alex brought up, right? Is our credit just so bad we don't have it? Because my wife, despite coming from a similar background as I did, taught me how to do this.
Yeah.
Taught me how to clean up my credit when we still both had no money.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known how to do that. I should have had a better start in life.
True.
And you should have too with your millionaire dad.
But he also blew through all his money.
Tommy got thrown off of American Express.
Kind of.
Like he was the only one that was thrown off the express train.
I'm still a member since 1983. They just kind of forgot about those 3 months I wasn't paying them.
You were paying people with a credit card that wasn't functioning.
Yes. Prostitutes.
Okay. I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to be the one because you're Mr. Hand Gesture Shut Up.
It was
today.
A fun night in Indiana.
Okay, so here's what we need here, right? With this idea that with this information we have, that Rochester is in the bottom 10 in America for credit card debt, we have the ninth lowest per household in America, just over $10,000. What we need...
What do we need?
The number of credit cards per person in every American city. Because that would give us an indication...
Of how much plastic you're holding.
Credit cards.
Yeah, people with credit cards. And I would also love to see where the credit card debt disperses across the greater Rochester area.
Oh, like where we're hanging.
Town, neighborhoods, villages, things like that, right? Because, I mean... More affluent communities probably have more credit card debt because they have more money coming in.
Yeah, to cover the debt.
And they're making more purchases. Whereas poorer communities probably have lower credit card debt, not because they're better at paying it down, but because they're not getting as much credit.
Yeah, they're limited.
Aging communities have less credit card debt. They all own their houses.
But that's not credit card debt.
No, but I'm saying you have less that you're in debt with overall. So I think that would...
But you may have it on medical. Like, there's people that pay for some of their medical on credit because they have no choice.
Sure.
Because they poke.
Do you think the average Greater Rochester resident has good credit?
It sounds like we should.
And
you're then...
I think we have a lot of people that would lie about it, so you wouldn't know anyways.
But you can't lie because they could look at your credit score.
No, but
now.
I'm saying to the average person.
Oh.
But here's the thing. If you look around, you can kind of tell. Like, Tommy, you talk all the time about how people cry poor and then they got boats and armies in their driveway.
Yeah.
You would need good credit to qualify for this.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless they're giving away boats and nobody's telling me.
They closed that show down. They went broke for some reason.
All right. So this is good.
Yeah, we're all right.
Maybe.
No, we're not underwater.
It's either really good or really bad.
Yes.
Let's hope good. What are you doing?
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in.
They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
What's going, man?
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Who's doing?
This guy. Because, like, here's the thing, man. I get that it didn't work out and you're not happy about it. And I understand that some people will look and make excuses about why bad things happen to them. Okay. But, like, you know, you didn't have to say this out loud when everybody that has been around this team understands it's like the opposite. Mm. The opposite of what you're saying.
So, but he didn't see it that way.
Apparently not.
A little bitter.
You're hanging out in the break room, bro. It's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Bless you. So last week, former Buffalo Bills first-round pick, Kyrie Elam, was traded to the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
And he was traded for two late-round picks. Actually, one pick and like a pick swap, Kimmy, essentially.
Yeah.
And this is not what Brandon Bean, general manager, and head coach Sean McDermott envisioned when they took him with a first-round pick 4 years ago. He very rarely saw the field. And like you said, just getting anything for him was actually pretty amazing. Yesterday, Kyrie Elam, for the first time since being traded from the Bills, talked to the media. So he's now a Dallas Cowboy.
It doesn't sound happy.
Well, he said, and I quote, coming to Buffalo, I was a kid that just wanted to improve and learn and really show off my talents, but I was always put on the back seat.
So he never got a chance.
This is what he's saying.
Well, that's kind of what you just described.
No.
He did get a chance.
Got like...
Yeah, a lot of chances. A
lot of chances.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So the year he was drafted... The starting corner over him was fellow rookie Christian Benford, who was drafted six rounds after him.
Right.
Okay. Kyrie Elam only really played when folks got hurt. Mm. Last season.
But he played.
Yes, he did.
And saw.
Yep. Mm.
We watched.
Yeah, we watched him play football. He was a healthy scratch most games last season. Kimmy, I would think that a head coach and GM who spent a first-round pick on a guy would want that guy to be good enough to be in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
Like, desperately want him to be that guy?
So what happened?
The way that they worked him into the game situation kind of made me feel like we're only going to put him in when we're desperate.
Towards the end, yeah.
This guy, we don't really trust him, so he's only going to play when there's nobody else left to go.
All right, so they went out and got this kid.
They drafted him the first round.
And then they didn't like what they saw once they got a hold of him.
Look, I mean, so...
But it could only be.
He didn't pan out in with what the Bills had going on.
All right. And
that's possible that maybe he's capable of more, but just not in this system.
Possibly a bad system. Yeah. Possibly, you know, he didn't achieve the heights that they thought he was going to continue to grow. Look, I mean...
But he did get the opportunities to try.
He did. I mean,
but he's saying he really didn't.
Yeah. Which is interesting because he had an opportunity in the biggest game of the year last year, in the AFC Championship game, when Christian Benford went out early with a concussion. He played almost that whole game. And that did not go well.
Was that the Cincinnati game?
No, that was the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Oh, this year.
This year.
Oh, okay.
Yes. In fact, you could even say that went... Quite poorly. Quite poorly.
So he blew it.
Oh, my God, did he blow it. And I feel bad saying this because it's not like the guy.
I mean, you make, like, really bad plays. Like,
a lot of them.
Like you would remember.
Yeah.
This way, they played in games that he played, the quarterback for the other team was always targeting him.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Always throwing his way.
A lot of flags.
Yeah.
A lot of flags. And we all cheered for the guy. And, like, I understand why he feels... No, yeah. I don't actually. I take back what I said. I don't know how you could feel like you didn't get opportunity because we saw you out there a bunch. And when you were out there, not great. Not Great. What did he see, Kimmy, that the rest of us didn't see?
And I think I would give a guy a pass if he said, yeah, it just didn't work out for me there, right? Like, the, you know, we, for whatever reason, we just didn't gel. Would have been a perfectly acceptable thing to say. It's just the way he phrased it, the way he put it, made it sound like it's their fault.
Well, he sounds like a Bobby Bitter.
Yeah. Right?
But
like, no matter what happens, it's not his fault.
I mean, it's not the worst thing that you ended up in Dallas.
I mean, Kimmy, they could have caught him 2 years ago. Like, right. In all sincerity, they kept giving him opportunities.
Yeah.
And for him to say, quote, I was always put on the back seat, referring to his time in Buffalo, shut up. Like, explain to me.
Yeah.
Kai, if you're Kyrie Elam, did he have general manager in his head, like general manager Brandon Bean and head coach Sean McDermott, after spending a first-round pick, which are gold, gold in the NFL. They sat in a room together and behind a closed door like, all right, how do we screw this kid's career over? Oh, he's talented enough to start. Yeah. But do we want talent on that field?
Yeah.
No. It makes me mad because I don't want to dislike Kyrie Elam. But like,
yeah, but I'm not sure what he saw.
Yeah, but you know his real chops now. He's
We'll see.
He's a crybaby.
I guess. Unless,
and it's never his fault.
Yeah, I hate guys like that.
Right. You know, it's always finger pointing to somebody else. Don't look at me. Yeah. It was like this when I got here.
Yeah,
I hate those guys.
And like maybe you have to find a way to motivate yourself any way you can, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a year in Dallas.
Well, if it don't work out in Dallas, what's he say then?
Well, he's kind of in trouble there too because he got 1 year in a new system. Yeah. He's up for a contract next year.
So he could be out of work.
Possibly. It's not out of the question.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's in a warm climate.
I mean, again, like, let's put it this way. The Bills' sixth-round pick the same year he was drafted in the first became their starting corner. He's one of the best corners in the NFL now. Instead of holding on to Kyrie Elam, the Bills re-signed a guy in Dane Jackson who they let walk, who, by the way, was a seventh-round pick, who also started Kyrie Elam over Kyrie Elam when he was here. They let him walk to Carolina because they didn't want to pay him. He's back now. They took Dane Jackson over their first-round pick.
So the kid just never blossomed.
I guess. And look, I hope he's successful.
No, me too.
I hope he gets his contract. I mean, you only
that
get so.
I care.
Okay.
Let him go.
Bad.